And the last one, all my children. Many poems I have forgotten, but never one breast hidden from me and just barely set in motion by the delicate shifting from one topic to another in our almost unconscious conversation. Both of us knew, didn't we, what long troubles might start up between a woman and a man? But there we were, late summer or early fall. We went on murmuring while the Buddhists half a world away adorned themselves in flames. It happened then. One of my shyly doddering thumbs found a button, and she helped. 16 years old, God loves the world. I don't have to tell anyone how it went. So that years later, when I saw her once pulling up at the self-service pumps to fill her tank, I might have fainted. I hid behind an air compressor until she had gone. But wherever I've gone, I've come back and asked where she lives now and how she gets along. I know she glides through the country in an air-conditioned car and stops at a farmhouse with busted shutters and enters the fecal-smelling hall, passes under the flue-plugging pipe plate Jesus's. The old man, willowing with emphysema, looks up, "Howdy," he croaks out, and cranes his whole body to hear her running water in the tub, and she gets him under the arms and lowers him into the suds, frogs the warm sponge down the balding chest, body that might be my body, body of the world, gone flaccid and varicose. All these poems, our children, should be grown by now.